views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, and the views and opinions expressed on the views and opinions, the views and opinions expressed. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Good afternoon. It's another wonderful day on the island of Vashon, Washington, the healing vortex of the Pacific Northwest, in a lot of ways, at least. And today we're bringing you two more ways that that actually happens here. We've got some guests with us today from Vashon Youth and Family Services and also from VARSA, which is Vashon Alliance to Reduce Substance Abuse. So welcome to Adventures in Recovery. My name is Tom Walston, gladly being your host every Tuesday at 1:30, where we bring you ways to improve and enhance your life or the lives of people you may know also on this incredible island. So Lisa Bruce is here today, and Lisa is going to tell us about an event that is going to be coming up just around, I believe, October 15th.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bruce. Thank you for having me, Tom. So we are hosting our next Youth Mental Health First Aid training on October 22nd. And what that is, even though it says Youth Mental Health First Aid, it's for adults who work with youth. So teachers, school staff, coaches, counselors, youth group leaders, parents, aunts, uncles, grandmas, next door neighbors, anybody who interacts with teens, 12 to 17. What it does is it gives you, it's sort of like CPR, but for mental health. You don't come out any sort of trained,
credentialed
professional on no terms. But what you do is you have a little bit better awareness when you see someone experiencing a mental health challenge, a crisis. They go through scenarios to help you know what to do, what to say. You get a little card with some resources on it, but you're encouraged to write down your own resources. So beyond 911. Who you would call to assist.
Okay, what I imagine it is when somebody is displaying signs of severe anxiety or signs of an extended depression, you would be able to know how to approach that and how to ask the person and know that it's okay to talk about it.
Yes. Sometimes you're just you're a listening ear. And you're that first listening ear where the person can kind of process it within themselves, but out loud to someone that they trust. So you're that trusted adult that someone can talk to and then help them figure out what they need to do beyond that.
What some of the steps are that would work.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I read something, in fact, it was this morning, I read a little thing that said, you know, sometimes a person, instead of giving them a lecture, only needs a hug. Well, that, you know, that kind of resonated with a lot of the mental health issues that are going on nowadays. So we want to think we know the solution for everybody, but oftentimes maybe it's just providing a link.
Very true. I didn't respond well to being lectured when I was a teenager on any topic.
I agree.
But letting them talk to you and being that listening ear, you know, allows them to process within themselves. And yeah, it's much more helpful and just being there. Sometimes you're like, I don't have any answers. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to sit with you. Or would you like a cup of tea? Or, you know, come in here where it's warm. Let's just watch some silly TV show and just be. It's very helpful for just giving the adults just that little oomph and encouragement to actually step in instead of looking at the kids and rolling your eyes going, I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, or they're just kids. They're going through a phase. And hey, unfortunately, nowadays, some people don't get through the entire phase just because of self-harm, even to the extent of suicide. We've seen it on the island way too many times.
I've been here that long as well. Yes, we have. I think those are the cracks that the kids, well, anybody, but since we're dealing with this, with the kid that the kids fall through, those are the cracks. And if we can help just be a little bit of filler in that crack, you know, it allows them to be there another day to figure things out.
Yeah, a little bit of filler can save somebody's life. And for some of you that might not be that well informed about really what VARSA is, and many of you have seen the offices right over in the Thriftway parking lot, but VARSA is actually kind of their deal is to reduce and prevent underage drug and alcohol use by engaging, educating, and empowering all sectors of our community, hence this wonderful program that's coming up on the 15th. Say, Lisa, what would a person have to do to register? Is a registration required? How do you?
There is a registration required. So you could email info at varsanetwork.org, V as in Victor, ARSANETWORK. So it's VARSA Network. You can email me there. You can call 206-567-2647 and leave a message. Either way, you could walk in anytime this week that you see the lights on. I'm not there every day, but if you see the lights on and a dog barking, I'm there.
Our friendly four-leggeds.
Yes. And we run this program, this training, at least twice a year. Thanks to grannies and their grants, it's totally run on grannies' grant donations or from them, and we try to run them at least once in the spring and once in the fall, so they'll be another chance.
Very good, and you know, and I can't thank grannies enough. They provide so many help provide so many services on this island, and so you know, when you're out looking for some cool clothes or some household items, you always stop at Granny's. I always try to put a plug in for them. I think, what are they open to the public on, what, Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays?
Saturdays.
Yeah.
And Saturdays.
On Saturdays.
And Saturdays.
Saturday. Oh, God, there's so much going on this island. And quite frankly, I've gotten a couple of my favorite shirts at Granny's. I'm thinking, who lives on this island that donates so many unique articles of clothing? And you know, I mean, it never ends, and it's always new and fun stuff every week. So we're going to have some rep from Granny's on this show in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, because I know I've got the food bank lined up, and Granny's helps with that too. We've got a couple other guests with us today that offer services that we benefit from Granny's as well. The ripple effect keeps going and going and going. But just to wrap up a couple more things about the event coming up with VARSA, that's the 15th, you said? That's
the
next
22nd.
Or 22nd, okay.
Well, if you show up on the 15th, I'll be there, but there won't be a training.
And you can register if you show up on the 15th. So that is going to be on the 22nd of October. And the hours, once again, for that? 3:30 to 8:30. And that is going to be at your facility right across from Ace Hardware in the parking lot for Vashon Thriftway.
Yes. Correct? Pizza dinner provided.
What? Hey, folks, it keeps getting better. Pizza dinner and save a life.
Awesome.
So can kids take advantage of this too, or is this mostly for caregivers and parents? Or?
It's adults, 18 or over. We've had a couple of 16-year-olds come through that talked us into it, that, you know, that... Hmm. We did, but it's usually 18 and over.
Okay, designed for 18 and over. And so it sounds like you have had at least one of these in the past?
We've had a lot. We started in 2015. We've trained over 200 community members.
Wow.
I have a list. So, we started with a big grant and then kept going with grannies. And most years it's gone twice a year. Of course, you know, we ramped up again after COVID, but.
So what would you think about giving our listeners maybe one or two tips that they're going to learn at this particular event?
I have a cheat sheet.
Aha!
So what it will teach you, as I clear my throat, is to assess for the risk of suicide or harm. So, you know, you're just doing that visual assessment, looking at the student, where they are. Listen non-judgmentally. Give reassurance and information. Encourage appropriate professional help. And encourage self-help and other support strategies. So it's, you know, look at them. Get them out of harm's way if that's the case. Be that trusted adult that you can listen to them because they might just want to talk to you or they might just want tea. Give reinsurance and information. Have that on hand if they would like to go talk to someone more professional than you. Then you bring it up right away and go, you know, say, let's go talk to that person. And then encourage self-help. You know, hey, have you thought about taking a class? I'll come join you. Let's watch this documentary on this, whatever it is. That's basically what you learn in that time with some scenarios and kind of a little bit more information.
Nice. So some of you got a little sneak preview if you're thinking about taking advantage of this class. And great. That's what this show is all about.
Awesome.
Any way we can enhance the community and help each other out, because nowadays, I mean, come on, we need to look out for each other. And if we can be of service to someone, someplace, or something, it enhances our own lives as well. So, Lisa Bruce, once again, thank you for joining us. I know this was kind of a last-minute call. I mean, you stepped up to the plate, and here you are.
Here I am.
Kicking Wonderful.
And dragging in the door.
So dragging in the
thanks,
door.
Tom.
And back off into the community as you go. Perfect. Well, thanks again. And our other guests today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you two introduce yourselves.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Mary Rose. I'm the program manager for Family Place, which is the program of Vashon Youth and Family Services that serves families and caregivers with small children. And with me is my colleague.
I'm Alicia Widmer. I'm a program assistant at Family Place.
Well, you know, here's the deal. We just found out today that Alicia is also a native Minnesotan.
Yeah, you betcha.
And no, she didn't show up in her mukluks today.
I heard it in your voice, though.
She did. She picked up on a couple of the little... What's the word I'm looking for?
A couple of words there that you use. A
couple of words that we use back in Minnesota that we pronounce a little bit different than you folks here. But we're not here to talk about our Minnesota past and our Norwegian heritage. We're talking about a incredible event that Vashon Youth and Services and Family Place has coming up just around the corner. So,
so great, Tom. Thank you for inviting us. This is a very important month for families with young children, for grandparents, for anyone in particular who has lost a pregnancy, an infant, or a child. October is Pregnancy, Infant, and Child Loss Awareness Month. And on Monday, next Monday the 14th, and on the 15th, we have a special program that invites families to participate in a global event, which Alicia will explain. And I want to emphasize that the beauty of these programs, these two and then a series that they are a part of, which I'll explain, these are bilingual programs. They span our community, Spanish-speaking, English-speaking, and other languages, other countries. Child loss, pregnancy, infant loss. These are terrible tragedies in families that touch us all, and I'm sure many of us have been touched directly or indirectly. So I want to make sure that our whole community knows that they are welcome to these events. There will be translators available. The activities, many of them are based in cultures from Central and Latin America. So it will be a great time for us to come together in supporting each other in this particular kind of loss and grief. So, Alicia, would you tell us about the event?
Sure. As we celebrate or honor October for our lost loved ones, we're going to start our activities on October 14th at 11 in the morning at Family Place, where we will decorate luminaries. We have some bags that families can decorate with a variety of items, perhaps with your child's name. And the next night, on October 15th at 7 p.m., we will gather at the Chautauqua parking lot, and we will place these luminary bags out on display on the path between Chautauqua and the high school. It's a wave-shaped path, and the candles in the luminary bags will remain lit for 1 hour, and families are invited to place their bags on the path, or we will place them if you'd like. We could also make bags with your child's name if you'd prefer. It can be a very difficult time for families, but a very loving and healing time processing the grief of a loved one.
What a great way to process.
Yeah, it's a beautiful event, and it's something that I have seen in person and something that my family participates in annually. People light candles all around the world at 7 p.m. wherever you live, all around the globe. When your time zone hits 7 p.m., you can light a candle to honor a loved one that has passed, and you keep it lit for an hour. And the hope or the theory is that as these candles remain lit for an hour around the globe, that the earth is then encompassed in a wave of light, that children or pregnancies that were gone too soon, that our loved ones can see from wherever they may be.
Wow.
And it's a beautiful, isn't it a beautiful what thing to picture?
Well, not only that, but it's just an incredible way to honor the person that you've lost.
Yeah. It's a global event. So this is like a widely recognized international holiday of sorts on October 15th at 7 p.m. anywhere you live to light a candle. Some people also put out porch lights in blue or pink to honor a loved one, girl or boy, or purple. Outside your home or a business to show that you support Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. It's just a different way that people do it, but the candles are a really lovely way. And this is a community event that we're holding at Family Place to decorate these luminary bags with children's names, and we'll place them on the path that we can all walk. And the hope and theory in that is walking together for these people on Vashon to know that you're not alone, that one in four women loses a pregnancy or has a miscarriage, one in four people, that it's that frequent, that common. And by having all of us get together, you know that you're not alone in losing a child or an infant or a pregnancy.
And even if this may not have been part of your own personal story, what a beautiful way to honor others.
It sure is.
Just in solidarity.
It sure is, yeah.
Great way to be of service. I'm curious how this event made it to Vashon. I mean, is this something that was able to be put together through a grant or help through VYFS? Or
we do have something called Parent Cafes that our colleague Belinda runs. And it just happened in conversation that she was talking to me about doing a sugar skull activity at the end of the month for Day of the Dead.
Mm.
And I mentioned to her, because I am a grieving parent, that this event exists and maybe we should hold something on the 15th, because it is a annual movement that I partake in every year, as well as my family. And it's a way that we honor our losses. And she thought, what a great way to encompass it into October as a whole Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. So we have some other activities coming up as well. But in other cultures, people celebrate this type of thing, not just in Latin America, but also in Ireland and Celtic communities with Samhain, where people believe that spirits, you know, on Day of the Dead or through the night of Halloween, that spirits perhaps become closer to Earth or living beings, or that this veil between these worlds thins mm-hmm. in some way. So it's not just, I guess the whole month kind of surrounds this idea that has come up in many cultures. So perhaps there's some reality or belief in that, and I believe that provides comfort to families. But Mary will tell you about some of our other programs coming up.
Well, you know, before we get to Mary, you know, I've just heard recently also that when we lose people, there's always going to be a connection just because of our relationship with that particular person. But in the month of October, that veil of separation is much thinner, so that our connection with those memories or with that person is a lot closer. So I think that ties into the way that everyone on, well, especially in Latin countries as well. You go down to Mexico in the month of October, and there's some incredible displays. Basically, they're like virtual altars honoring the people that you've lost in the past.
Yeah, what a lovely way to honor our loved ones. And, you know, another way that they do that here that people also partake in on Vashon is the marigold chains. Marigolds in Latin culture, marigolds, the color or the type of flower, is it's supposed to be a guide for spirits to find their way home. So one of our local farms on the north end of the island that frequents the farmer's market sells marigold chains, and by hanging them up, you're helping to guide your family or your loved ones to your residence.
I learned so much on this show. Thank you. Thank you for that enlightenment. Mary, what do you got there?
Thank you. That is really lovely. Thank you, Alicia. Yeah, this program is funded through a grant that Vashon Youth and Family Services received. It is supporting mental health on the community. And so this kind of grief and loss, we know, is very deep and also often very silent and hidden. And so it's especially important at this time with this opportunity to invite people to come together in their loss and be supported by the community and by other families. There's often a lot of trauma. So we are happy to be able to do this program. And then it is part of a longer series that Belinda Olivera Jovanovich is putting together and we are supporting, that is bilingual all the way through December. So let me reiterate that this coming Monday at 11, the luminaries will be available for people to decorate at Family Place in our playroom. And then on Tuesday evening at 6:45 or 7 is the walk in the gathering at the Chautauqua parking lot. So just so you know, those immediate things. Thereafter, every Friday morning at 11 through December, we're going to have a special program, again, based in Latin American, Central American cultures, and bilingual. So on Friday the 18th, there's going to be a painting party for Healing Hearts or for anyone who wants to come and paint. There will be canvases and easels, and you can use those however you want. Join into community and have fun painting together. On the 25th at 11, there will be a sugar skull decorating event, which again is getting close to the Dia de los Muertos and part of creating altars. On November 1st, and I'm going to stop after this one, is going to be an opportunity to do flower decoration. And that will be a delightful opportunity to handle flowers, create beauty, to learn from some of our Vashon special experts in flower arranging, and another, again, more time for community building and conversation in Spanish and English. And so let me just say here, and I'm going to apologize for my Spanish. Estamos hablando sobre un evento que va a pasar el 14 de octubre y también el 15. Es el día de concientización sobre la pérdida del embarazo y bebé y niños. Sabemos que es un trauma muy grave, muy profundo, y estamos invitando gente a venir a Family Place a las 11 en la mañana, lunes el 14. Vamos a hacer luminarias en memoria de los niños embarazadas que hemos perdido. El día 15 vamos a reunir en el parking lot de Chautauqua para poner los luminarios en el camino y caminar en silencio en memoria de los niños perdidos. Estamos invitando toda la comunidad a venir a participar. Y hay más eventos también cada viernes. Y estos pueden informarse en nuestra Facebook, Family Place VYFS. Están invitados. Espero que puedan compartir en estos eventos.
They're all family-friendly events as well, so you're welcome to bring anyone in your family to come participate in the love and loss of our pregnancies and our children and embrace yourself with the community of Vashon.
Well, I don't think there was any need for any apology there. that was a lot better Spanish than I could have ever attempted.
Thank you.
Good job with that. For those that aren't familiar with Family Place, the location is fairly new because everybody knows where the Methodist Church is, right on the main highway here that goes through town. And there's a lot of things in addition to Family Place that also happens at that particular location. There's a 9 a.m. 12-step meeting. There's an AA meeting there on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. And a lot of other, that's where we have the annual health fair twice a year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. An Oasis, case management services, connections to resources and services, Oasis on Thursdays.
Every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
So, Mary, tell us a little bit about what that involves, those that aren't familiar with Oasis.
Certainly. So Oasis is a place to come and get connected with vital services that any community member may need. We also have bilingual capacities. Patricia Banuelos and Valeria are there. They can help you fill out housing applications, job applications, apply for food stamps, EBT programs, and other services that you may need. We do have some vouchers for medical care and for bus passes and ferry passes. And that's on Thursdays afternoons, I believe, 12 to something. I'm sorry, I don't know the exact hours. But it is at the Methodist Church.
And if you're curious about some of the offerings, just stop by. They have schedules there. There's plenty of great people there that can answer all the questions for you that you might have about Family Place. And it just so happens I wanted to remind everyone about another event we have coming up on the 15th, and that is actually, I believe, our 25th anniversary for Voice of Vashon. Uh-huh. 25 years here already. Wow. In fact, to commemorate that and as a huge party and fundraiser, we're having an event at the Vashon Theater, and it's going to be the Voice of Vashon Voice Contest. So I believe the audition tapes have already been turned in. There's some incredible talent that's going to be coming your way. It's going to be a lot of fun. The doors open at 7. The show is going to be at 7:30, and we're going to call it our birthday bash at Vashon Theater. And we have Arlette Moody is going to be the MC. And we have Isaac Slade from Frey, formerly, opening the singing contest. So you never know what kind of acts we're going to have coming up. We have judging, and there might be some characters involved in roaming around and just making sure everyone has a good evening. So I know I'll be there. There's VIP packages available, and if you want more information on that, just go on to voiceofvashon.org. As well as if you want any other information of past shows, just upload the app on your phone, Voice of Vashon, and you can check back with any shows we've had on in the past, and we'll just take it from there. So Tom Walston, thanking each and every one of you for listening today. Thank our guests from Vashon Youth and Family Services, providing information about upcoming events, and there will be many more to come in the future. And, of course, to Lisa Bruce, talking about the event coming up at Varsa. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. Enjoy the day, and you too can make a difference.